The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah. Good people, good friends checking in from all over. And thus we begin the day, and today, returning to this theme of the understandings that arise in the meditation as we practice, and that, as I've been saying, may bring a smile to our faces that echoes, that reflects the Buddhist smile as we see in much of the iconography of Buddhist practice around the world. And today, the knowledge that arises is that it's the wise, the noble, those of good heart who engage in this practice. And so want to sort of celebrate the community of practice that support our practice and to which we give our support. Something that arises in the meditation is that this community of practice is wholesome and supportive and helps us as we develop and deepen our practice. So let's sit together in meditation. I'll guide just a little bit this morning. And as we close the eyes, bring our attention inward and downward, connect with the breathing, with the body, perhaps with the weight of the body, the settledness of the body. We can connect too with the simplicity, the slow pace, and the uncomplicated nature of the body's knowing, sensing of experience. Just as a way to whatever we've been up to so far this day, slowing down, simplifying, and balancing and rebalancing our attention. And as we settle into our own meditative place or space, today we can bring attention to this community of practice that meditates together these mornings. And perhaps feeling the benefit of that support for what is our individual private practice, feeling that the experience we meet in our practice, the challenges we feel, and also some of the lightness, the ease that comes with our practice is shared in this community of practice. And that both the challenges we face and the lightness and ease are supported by this community. Sometimes when we meditate together in a physical space, when we open the eyes after we finish a period of meditation, and we look around, and if we're meeting the gaze of others, we may exchange a smile. It's a smile of knowing that comes from the meditation experience, something deep that comes up that knows that this companionship, this camaraderie, this partnership or partnering in the path is wholesome. Sometimes we know very little about our Dharma friends, people with whom we meditate. But what we do know, and something, a knowledge that arises by itself from the meditation, as per this week's teachings, there's the knowledge that we are facing some of the same challenges, that we're experiencing some of the same ease or peace, And that by doing this together in community, we support one another's practice. So today, the smile that can come up in our meditation with this understanding, I'd like to suggest that we can bask in this glow of what is a shared act of generosity in our practice. We generously give our support to one another by showing up to practice together. And then we open up and receive that support from others. And this can be a knowing that comes up in the meditation. Sometimes it's hard to ask for, sometimes it's difficult to ask for help or support. And in this community, that's part of what we give, is an openness to receiving the support of one another in the path of practice. Anyway, we'll see if you can feel the community today, even if mediated in this thoroughly modern and postmodern way through devices and screens and electrons. Feel other people sitting, other people at ease, other people struggling, other people willing to give time and attention, other people willing to receive. And see if perhaps a gentle inward smile arises. So as we move toward the end of this sitting period, we might reflect again on the beauty of a community that gathers to practice, to support one another, to receive the support of others. We might reflect that in this community practice, we join the Buddha and other awakened ones in the meditation practice. It's a vast community, people who've practiced in these Buddhist traditions, people who seek to see clearly, to open the heart. And it's a knowledge that arises from within the meditation that this goodness that's possible, this ease, this place for the mind to rest, that this is shared by others who orient themselves toward freedom. There's a knowing that arises that this meditation is practiced by people like ourselves who have become aware of a mind or heart that wants to be free. Our acknowledgement of this understanding that arises in the meditation strengthens our own practice and also strengthens the community. And let's end the meditation by committing ourselves to not making it an exclusive community, but one that's inclusive. We don't know where people are on the path. We know that all people like ourselves have their quirks, their idiosyncrasies, their warts, their shortcomings, their failings, their rough edges. And we can expand our care to meet all of them. May all the people in the community of practice, may all the people in the larger community affected by our practice together know some benefit from this goodness of heart, this ease in the mind. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings be free.